6:30 on a Wednesday evening, which means it's time for the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show. Live on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. We'll have interviews with Bartlesville coaches, players, and more as we get set for another week of Bartlesville Bruin football. The Bruin Coaches Show is brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union and Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. Now let's head out to Hideaway to hear from the coach. It's the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show.
Hello and welcome to beautiful downtown Bartlesville. Evan Farbach, Bruin interim head football coach Kyle Poole, along with Jackson Vaclaw on this cool Wednesday fall evening across Bartlesville. Bruins getting ready for their Friday night home game against Sepulpa. Bartlesville Football Coaches Show brought to you every Wednesday night at 6:30 from Hideaway by Hideaway Pizza and also OK Federal Credit Union. And Coach Poole, welcome you into the program. You guys had another bye week of sorts this past week. Did not play. Actually picked up your first district victory by forfeit, beating Capitol Hill, I believe 15-0 is what they'll mark that down in the books by. So coming off a win, I guess we can say it, and we'll you guys get Sepulpa in town on Friday night at Custer Stadium.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we'll take it certainly however they want to give it to us, I guess, at this point. But
you know, last week, some away, so I guess we're due to get one.
Yeah, exactly. We had to get that one. But, you know, last week was more about, again, just working on what we're doing. We had some new things that you saw. We came out with Ponca City there and offensively, so trying to get better at our meshes, running back quarterback exchanges that got us a couple times, you know, with some fumbles in the ball game, but really just trying to continue to get better at what we're doing, getting guys in there. We had a few guys banged up, so it was nice to have that week and really a week and a half here to get them healthy and hopefully have them back Friday night. But again, you know, we just focused on us trying to compete against each other daily and really get out there and get better and get ready for Sepulpa starting this week.
You mentioned kind of working on that offense. You guys had changed things up a little bit going into the game against Ponca, especially early on in that ballgame before you fell in the 14-0 hole, kind of running a triple option beer-type offense there in the first three quarters. Aside from that, anything specific that you worked on the last five, six, 7 days?
No, you know, I mean, this week, obviously, we were looking at Sepulpa and working what they're doing and scouting them. We put in, you know, some more coverage options that just kind of give us some stuff to toy with and different looks to hopefully throw them off at times. But, yeah, I mean, you know, last week, again, while we were off and we had talked last Wednesday, was a lot about just staying inward. And I think that's what bye weeks are for. I think you try and work ahead if you can. Sometimes you don't have the film and things to do that. And but again, it's a good week to look inward, look at everybody, evaluate people and talent, and just continue to compete and get better. And then we've been on Sepulpa since Monday and had a pretty good week so far.
We'll talk about the Chieftains coming up in the program. Also, our player profile tonight going to be Jackson Vaclaw, defensive back for Bartlesville. What has gone well for you guys the last 7 days? What have you seen that this maybe made you smile last 4 or 5 days?
You know, I mean, I get to smile every day, Evan. I get to go out there and see all these kids, and we get to, you know, play football and coach football for a living. But I guess that'd be the sappy answer. But, no, you know, we've had a good week. I think, you know, Noah Sunday threw the ball better this week, I think. You know, don't pull any punches. I'm pretty brutally honest that we're not a great passing team. But he stepped into some balls this week and made some throws that we haven't seen him make a ton this year. And so I think that's refreshing because we certainly showed at the end of Ponca that we can throw the ball at times. And so if we can continue to get better at that, and Noah's doing a good job, it'll really open up a lot of things with that triple option look and the run game they're bringing and be able to throw a few balls down the field and take some shots. So that was really nice to see. We've also got a lot of guys having to step up. We do have some injuries going into Friday, so we've got some guys in some positions that haven't played as much, and they're going to have to get ready to go, and they've done a really good job this week. So I think we've had two pretty good days of practice, and we finished well today, so we're looking forward to what's going to come Friday.
Yeah, and I thought that, honestly, you guys looked at your best against Ponca City when Noah was throwing the football well. You had a little bit of a mix there. Obviously, you didn't score any until you kind of got under the gun and almost had to pass in the fourth quarter. And Noah Sunday, you got him going with a few screen passes. And I know we've talked about him before on this program, but he appears to be somebody who, if you can get him going with a little bit of confidence, some short throws early, that if he can get hot, he's someone that can certainly, you know, continue to move the ball down the field through the air.
Yeah, you know, and that's true about most things, like I've said before. If you're having success, you get a little bit of confidence, you feel like you've done something right a couple times, that it gets a little easier for you, and you kind of find that rhythm. But Noah's a competitor, and he sees that, and I think the success that we can have in the passing game is going to be there. It's worked for us on the screen game from short passes. We've had some good plays at times, and we'll probably look to get a little bit more balance. I think we're really trying to control the clock, establish that run, and now that we've worked it for a couple weeks and got a little better at it, and also seeing our passing options, I think we'll probably veer back towards the middle a little bit. May see a 65-35, 60-40 type offense, because, again, we can be successful doing both. We just got to find the right mix and call the plays and dial it up at the right time.
You talked about injuries a little bit. I know that you were a little bit banged up going into the bye week. Anybody gotten healthy that's going to get back out there? And who are some new faces we might see? You mentioned that.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think, was it Monday or one morning last week, Caleb Eves got in a car wreck, a pretty serious car wreck, and thankfully was fine. You know, just banged up, missed a couple of days of school, sore, had a little headache there for a while, but took off an entire week and came back out today finally. Got cleared by all doctors on Monday.
Great.
Our training staff worked with him. Alan Mountain, who's been here for longer than, you know, when I played, was here, does a great job. So they cleared him. He got back out, which is nice to have your center. Felt great, looked great today. So we're excited that he's going to be there and just continue to monitor him. But he'll be back with us. Unfortunately, Brady Wano's got some knee issues going on right now, has a shoulder issue going on right now, and he will not be with us Friday night. So that's a big hit for us on the defensive line. Guy that started there for a few years at defensive end. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't really matter at that point. It's got to be next man up, and that's what we preach daily. And so you're probably going to see a guy like Hunter Marquez, who plays some tight end for us at time, going to come out and play defensive end. He's got a great body type for it, and he's an athletic kid, just not a whole lot of experience defensively playing the game. So we're going to find out. But he's done a really good job so far. We're excited to see what's going to happen. Like I said, it doesn't matter on a Friday night who shows up. It's just next man up in that situation.
Yep,
and I hope it's going to work.
Yeah, you're going to have 11 guys out there regardless, hopefully, unless something crazy happens. So looking forward to the Bruins and the Chieftains on Friday evening. As you said, we'll talk about Sepulpa a little bit later on in the program. We'll also have our player profile with Bruin defensive back Jackson Vaclav. I was glad that you mentioned Noah Sunday in the first question I asked you, because one of the questions I had jotted down here was, have you seen any progress? Because I know it's a little bit rough sometimes when you have to just step back and look. You had to forfeit the only game that you guys truly won, and then you haven't won really since week number one of the season. So it's easy to get in everybody's head and be negative, and, you know, losing to a Ponca City team that hadn't lost a game, and it's easy to get down on yourselves a little bit, but there's certainly been some positives. What have you seen progress over the last few weeks?
Well, again, we've got a lot of young kids. I mean, we play several sophomores in there. You got some older guys in the mix as well. And everybody's got something to play for. I think I was watching the other day Jimbo Fisher talking about Florida State and where they're at right now. But there's still something you're playing for. Number one, you're playing for the logo on the side of your helmet, the name on the front of your jersey. And as Bruins, we got to take pride in that. But more importantly, the young guys are continuing to build for their future. We're always trying to get better and win a game on a Friday night. Some of the older guys may be looking for a future college career. And so there's always something to practice for. Whether a season feels like it's starting to slip away from you or not, there's always something to get motivated for. And I think we've continued to do a pretty good job of that with our guys. And like I said, a lot of the young kids continue to develop. You see some sophomores starting defensively. Again, Noah at quarterback was struggling early on, has gotten a lot better. So it's just a daily grind. You've got to look at it as there's always something to get better for, whether it's just the guy next to me, that's my only motivation is to get better for him. We got to have something that we're playing for, and we'll continue to get better daily.
I was thinking of positives before the program as well, and I know that we kind of touched on this a little bit last week, but defense, last two games really, has looked very good for you guys. I know that second half of Muskogee got a little bit wacky, but the first half against Muskogee and then the whole game against Ponca City, you guys really did a great job on the defensive side of the football. Offense even put them in a few bad spots against Ponca City, and the defense continued to hold, and really gave you guys a chance at the very end of the ball game. That's really the defense that did that.
Yeah, we talked about, I think, that big third and one, then followed by the big fourth and one play last week with some nice play in the middle and stopping their run game. And we did. We played exceptionally well against Ponca defensively. Again, Muskogee was here and there, spotty in the first half and not so good in the second half. But again, we've got leadership on the defensive side where we do have some young guys in spots. We've got guys like Jack as a senior and Cole's a senior, guys that have been in the fire before and been around the team. So they kind of know how to handle those situations, and they help those younger guys continue to move along and progress. And it's looked really well for us, you know, like I said. And I think this week, hopefully, we're going to see more of the same.
And I think that probably the squad and everyone around the program as well starting to get a little bit excited when the other team gets the football, which is always kind of – I'm an Oklahoma State fan, so that has not been the case for me. And calling Bartlesville football the last couple, 3 years hasn't always been the case either. But you often –
Yeah, I was a defense coordinator. Thanks for that.
You guys – You seem to have a chance to go three and out a lot of times.
You know, and that's it. I mean, I've been a defensive coach my whole life, and I was fortunate to have some good staffs. The colleges that I worked on were top five in the country, and we've had some good ones here with some groups. And it is exciting. I love watching good defense. People think it's crazy, but a low-scoring ball game that I'm watching, I enjoy it because I love good defense. And I get tired of watching everybody just go over the top and play the Big 12 ball, if you will. But, yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun. I think it's a real momentum builder, obviously. When you score, you expect your offense to move the ball. But if you have a defense that's really turning a game around for you, flipping field position, getting the ball back quicker than normal in the offense's hands, so we get that excitement factor going, it's a real momentum builder. And I think we've seen that lately. And, again, I hope we get to see it again Friday night, because if we can win that turnover battle that we've been losing – consistently. If we can go ahead and take that one Friday, I really like our chances.
Bartlesville and Sepulpa Friday evening. It's a ball game we'll have right here on K1, 7 o'clock kickoff from Custer Stadium here in Bartlesville. We'll take our first break, come back, and have our player profile. We'll speak with Bartlesville senior defensive back Jackson Backlaw. You're listening to the Bruin Coaches Show on K1 from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Shauna Dene posted, hashtag da bomb, hashtag pineapple goes on pizza, hashtag pizza is love, hashtag pizza is life. Hideaway Pizza, hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway in Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
KWON AM 1400 and FM 93.3 is your home for sports in Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas. K1 brings you season-long coverage of Bartlesville Bruins football, basketball, and baseball. We're also your home for Oklahoma State University football and basketball. K1 brings you Dallas Cowboy football and the St. Louis Cardinals all summer long. We're also home to Legion baseball with the Dungeness Ford Indians. Your sports source is K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to our best bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Okay, Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Sunday throws it across his body, complete to Bradley Crawford, open field. Angles to the far sideline, 15, 10, 5. Bradley Crawford for a Bartlesville touchdown, and the Bruins are back within a score, 14-6. Welcome back to the Bruin Coaches Show. That was a nice touchdown pass from Noah Sunday to Bradley Crawford a couple weeks ago, I guess it was now, against Ponca City. Bradley Crawford got his first two touchdowns of the year in that ball game. Bruins went on to lose to the Wildcats 14-12. They have a game against Sepulpa coming up on Friday, and now it is time for our player profile. I've got Jackson Backlaw, defensive back for Bartlesville, with us. Good evening, Jackson. How's it going?
Good.
All right, Jackson, defensive back. You played pretty well the last couple of years now. Kind of walk us through this season. I know it's been a tough one early on for you guys, but how do you feel going into Friday night's game against Sepulpa?
Feel good. It has been a difficult season up until this point, but, I mean, every week it's a new game, it's a new opponent, so we just got to keep our eyes forward, forget what happened in the past, and just focus on the enemy coming in.
I'm glad that we got a chance to talk about the defense a little bit toward the end of that last segment with Coach Poole, because that's been certainly one of the more impressive parts of the season. When you guys have been going good, a lot of it has been because of the defense. If you think back to the win against McAllister, defense allowed negative 8 yards in the second half of that ball game. You think about Ponca City when you guys really competed against the Wildcats. Defense, for the most part, kept them off the board, even when the offense turned it over a few times. Defense has been a really big part of this team, and you, along with some of the other upperclassmen guys, a big part of that too. How do you feel like the defense has progressed the last couple of years?
We've definitely improved. We've focused a lot more on the physicality of our defense, and, being more aggressive and attacking the ball harder than we used to. I think that's definitely played a factor in how well we play.
Your safety, you like playing safety?
Yeah, definitely.
And you don't see it too much on the offensive side of the football. What's your favorite part of being a safety?
Mostly watching the big guys hit each other. That means I don't have to get in too many piles.
Okay, there you go. But you can come in. It always seems to be those safeties that come in and pop somebody pretty good. So maybe we'll see you pop a Chieftain pretty good on Friday night. Is that right?
Let's hope so.
Let's talk a little bit about Jackson Backlaw off the field here. Favorite foods? We're here at Hideaway. No pressure. What's your favorite food? What does Jackson like to eat?
Pasta, definitely.
Pasta. Okay. Yeah. Well, you could have gotten some pasta. I made Jackson order some pizza. What's your favorite kind of pasta?
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Okay. TV shows?
Like The Office.
The Office. Yeah. There we go. Favorite character on The Office?
Probably Dwight Schrute.
Oh, yeah. Who does not like Dwight Schrute? What a tremendous television program. Good guy, Jackson. Favorite movies?
It's all the superhero movies in general, I guess.
You a Marvel guy?
I like DC a little bit
DC,
more.
DC, yeah. I know the superhero guys like one of the... You like comic books at all?
No, not really.
Okay. Going into Friday night's game, as we mentioned, it's been tough going the last few weeks. Have a very good chance to win on Friday against Sepulpa. How do you guys feel going into Friday night's game?
We feel confident. We definitely are going to go in with a chip on our shoulder because of what's happened in the earlier parts of the season. And we'll just need to stay focused.
Defensive side of the football, what are you guys' keys on Friday night?
Well, Sepulpa is definitely a mixed team. They have a couple of pretty good receivers, so we need to watch pass and run. But I think the physicality of being able to stop the run and then make them pass is what's going to help us.
Yeah, they got some athletes out there. I was watching a little bit of their film. They got some guys that can kind of really juke some people out in the backfield, both that tailback and a quarterback. So I'm sure that'll keep you on your toes a little bit. Talking with Jackson Backlaw, defensive back for Bartlesville High, ahead of the Bruins and the Chieftains. Your senior year, last couple home games, so you're kind of trying to focus on soaking these last few up, last few memories at Custer Stadium?
Yeah, definitely.
Get your teammates with you, and hopefully we'll get you a win on Friday night. Jackson, thanks so much. Oh, Coach Poole,
hey,
go ahead.
Quick, Jack, can you make a mention of what's going on Friday that you planned up for the Blue Star Mothers?
I'm a Boy Scout, so I'm doing an Eagle Scout project on Friday at the game. We're hosting a donation drive for the Blue Star Mothers for items that they can put in their care packages to send out to the troops from our area.
Very cool. Well, if that interests you, maybe we'll even put something on our website about that, Jackson. I might ask you a few things about that. But they're going to bring some things to donate to the Blue Star Mothers. You can do that on Friday evening when Bartlesville takes on Sepulpa at Custer Stadium. Jackson, appreciate your time tonight, and best of luck to you the rest of the year, okay?
Yep, thanks.
Jackson Backlaw, Bartlesville defensive back, as the Bruins get set to take on the Chieftains. We'll take our final break. We'll come back, and we will have the final segment of the Bartlesville High Coaches Show. You're listening to the Bruins Show on K1.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Alyssa Janae posted, hashtag garlic knots, hashtag sandwich, hashtag I'm a fatty, hashtag extra gym time tomorrow. Hideaway Pizza, hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway in Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North in Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Shotgun snap to Sunday on 4th and 6. He throws it into the end zone. The pass is caught by Bradley Crawford for a Bartlesville touchdown.
Smoking and the sky and fire in the air.
That was the second of two touchdowns that Bradley Crawford had this couple Fridays ago as Bartlesville lost to Ponca City. That was the Bruins' most recent game. Finally, no more bye weeks. BHS has its final four games of the year in a row here, starting on Friday against Sepulpa. Chieftains 0-6 as we start to preview them with Bartlesville head football coach Kyle Poole. Sepulpa lost this last week to a good Bixby team, 48-13. Other district finals for the Chieftains fell to Booker T. Washington, 63-0, and Sand Springs, 31-16. Also had close non-district losses to Duncan, Choctaw, and Bishop Kelly. And Coach Poole, he's just looking at the finals from Sepulpa. It's an 0-6 team, but they've really competed against some of their other squads. That record possibly a little bit deceiving for them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's probably how I feel about our team. I think we've got some ability. We've been in some ball games. Just hadn't quite gone our way, and we haven't quite earned it the right way. I mean, again, we've made those turnovers, the things that the little mistakes and missing the details that have cost us. But I'm sure that's true for them as well, as they sit there thinking that a couple plays here, a couple plays there, depending on the game, that they would have had a little better chance to move through it. So I think we're both sitting here searching for our first win. Somebody's going to get it, and that's what we've been talking about all week, is how to prep, how to take care of the ball, how to maintain our focus so we don't mess up on some of those little detailed things that have cost us in the past. And hopefully it'll bode well for us to be the one that walks away with the win.
Sepulpa was 1-9 a season ago. A little bit surprising that they're 0-6 so far. They have 7 returning starters on offense, coached by Robert Borgstad, who's back there with Sepulpa. Thus far, their starting quarterback has been a man named Elijah Williams. He's a mobile guy, do a lot of design quarterback runs. He'll throw it a little bit as well. They have some talent at wide receiver, and I know that Jackson was talking about that as well. What do you know about Elijah Williams?
Yeah, I mean, he looks good on tape. He's a good-sized kid. He can run well. Throws the ball okay, but he's mobile. So he does a lot of things that threaten you in that regard. There's nothing worse than the broken play if you see that as a defensive guy. You know, you get some pressure, but you got a guy like him that can move around well, keep the play alive, and it tends to let those receivers continue to run around. It gets hard on the DBs to stay locked in. So we've really had to preach that, making sure we're sticking to our guns and who we've got, and trying to get to them and get some pressure on them. But, yeah, very athletic. They've got some skill guys that have a lot of talent as well. That are mobile, can move around into some different positions, do some different things. And you'll see them in several sets. They get into some backfield sets where they're going to run with the quarterback and a couple of running backs. They get into empty sets where they're going to try and do some things throwing the ball. So, again, they're going to come with everything, and it's going to be a good ball game. But, yeah, offensively, I think they've got some talent that we've got to really account for, and we've been talking about all week.
Yeah, watching them on film today, they do a lot of kind of different things. It's not necessarily going to be a standard offense where they hand it off to the tailback and throw it with the quarterback. Quarterback's going to run a lot, and they also give the football to their wide receivers on runs quite a bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of end arounds. They have a lot of guys that are listed as wide receivers line up in the backfield, really as more of a tailback. Sure. And then even their second string quarterback, his name is Garrett Williams. He's number 8. He's a guy who they almost have running as a tailback at times, right. And he's also kind of a wide receiver.
Yeah, and again, they get in some interesting heavy backfield sets, some, you know, 30 personnel, as we call it, with some 3 backs and a couple receivers out there. Again, they get in bunch sets where they put those receivers in tight and a tight end up to block. So they like to run out of a lot of those things. But, again, they've got so many options with so many good skill players there. Again, with the motion in the round, go ahead and get into the passing game. That they get them all on the field, and they try and put them in situations to be successful. And, you know, thankfully, I get Coach Reynolds in my office every day talking about everything he sees. He watches every ounce of film over and over and over. And, hey, I just saw a new set all of a sudden that popped out on me. What do you think about it? And so he has really attacked everything that they do different, and those things where they try and set you up for some unique situations with their skill players. And so we've seen it all week. We've prepped for it, and I think, you know, we'll go out there and hopefully our guys are ready, and we'll do okay with it.
Talking with interim head football coach for Bartlesville High, Kyle Poole, here at Hideaway Pizza. Bruins getting set for their game against Sepulpa on Friday night that we'll have for you right here on K1. Have you seen, I was really intrigued by watching that number 8, Garrett Williams, who we talked about running the football. He's their backup quarterback. Have you seen him throw the ball at all when they've had Elijah Williams back there as quarterback as well?
Not much. And like I said, I mean, I've seen them do some trick things, so sure. I know that they've got a plenty in there.
Yeah.
We just actually were looking today and saw something kind of new that was out of the blue with some kind of an eligible player that you wouldn't catch normally with a four wide quad look. And so, again, they're going to create some things. They're going to put eight out there and have the opportunity for him to do some things and double passes, I'm sure. Because at this point, again, you're going to come up with anything that's going to help you get an advantage. I think we're both looking at that. And so we just continue to prep for it, knowing that it's very possible for him to be doing anything with the ball at any point he's on the field.
The wide receivers, I know that Jackson mentioned some talent there. It kind of starts with Jerquan Sanders, big athlete, 6'3", 175 pounds. He kind of looks like a college wide receiver
sure.
when you see him line up out there, and they certainly do their best to get him the football. Had 41 catches for 470 yards and 8 touchdowns. Only played in 7 games last year. Had some injury problems, first of all.
Yeah, and I can't remember by name, but number 5, and I'm thinking that's him, is their,
yes,
their guy.
Yep.
You know, and he's also the guy that you don't want to kick the ball to in the kicking game.
Yeah.
So we're going to be attempting to not do that as well. But, you know, he's got a lot of talent. He can go up for some deep balls because he's got the size. He's tough with some yards after the catch, you know. And he's also a good return man. So they're going to utilize him in a lot of different ways. He's really, I think, the number one guy that concerns me. A quarterback that can extend the play is not pleasant. But when you've got a talented guy like him that can move around, do several different things for you, and is always an option, that's the one that really concerns me, I think, offensively for
them. And you could see that they really make a concerted effort to try to get him as many touches as you can for a team that doesn't necessarily throw it a ton. As you mentioned, their quarterback, Elijah Williams, isn't the most talented of, you know, he's not your pocket passer, but they certainly try to get the ball into Jerquan Sanders' hands as much as they
absolutely.
Can. I wouldn't be surprised if he moves on and plays football somewhere at the next
oh,
level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got a great skill set, you know, and like I said, with the size he's got and the multitude of things he can do on the field, someone's going to find him a position at the next level for sure.
Looking elsewhere, Tyler Wick, tight end for Sepulpa, also leads them on defense. Only 4 returning starters for the Chieftains on defense. They're not quite as good on that side of the football, giving up 39.2 points per game, and that was a team that lost 7 starters that struggled on that side of the football last year, so hopefully that'll open up some running lanes for both DeAndre Young and also Noah Sunday, and you guys can move the ball a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think they clearly lost some guys, struggled at times. I think when you watch the tape, I mean, clearly I think their strong suit for their team is offensively, and I think defensively is where they're probably lacking, and it probably matches up a little bit that we've been stronger defensively than we have offensively. So you're going to see an interesting matchup there where it pairs really well. But I think we can do some stuff. Again, I really like our week that we've had. I like that we're getting better with the stuff that we're reading with multiple options in the run game. And again, you know, that pull the ball option and throw it down the field a little bit as well. So I think we'll have a good chance offensively to put up some better numbers than what we've seen lately.
I thought one of the best things that type of offense got going against Ponca City, even when you weren't scoring a whole lot in the first half, was Noah Sunday running the football, because he's someone that can really hurt a defense by using his legs, and we hadn't really seen a whole lot of that the last couple 3 games prior to Ponca City, but that opened up a little bit.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's all predicated on the read that he's taught Coach Nolan and Coach Chrysler. They spent a lot of time with the backs and the quarterbacks working what linebacker may be coming, who we're reading on the end, when we learn to pitch it. And that's not an easy thing to do. You're talking about a quarterback that's just going to put a ball out there and stick it in somebody's belly with his eyes completely on something else. And that's going to dictate what he does with it, whether he pulls it and keeps it, whether he pulls it and then his next read to pitch it. So there's a lot that happens in a real short amount of time there for a quarterback. And we've done a good job with it. Noah's a gamer. He's a competitor. He's a kid that you just love to be around. And he goes out there and he has fun with it. And I think his athleticism showed a little more with that system for sure.
Yeah, I had a bunch of football. I had a chance to speak at Bartlesville High's Career Day today. They had a bunch of professionals come out and speak at Career Day. And I had a few of your guys, a few of the guys we've had in the program. John Cone, Tyler Gillette were there. Noah Sunday was there. And I'll let you know that they were all 3 very professional and asked really good questions. They weren't messing around. So
sure.
That was nice to see this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of great kids, and they've done a good job. They understand how to handle themselves and just got to continue to grow and learn, like I said, football-wise and hopefully life-wise, that we focus on. And it's always nice to hear they do good things in the community. But I expect that from them, and I know that's what people are going to see when they get around them.
Bartlesville and Sepulpa Friday evening right here on K1. Someone going to pick up that first district win on the field between the Chieftains and Bruins. 7 o'clock kickoff, a 6:30 pregame. And, of course, you can always listen online as well, BartlesvilleRadio.com, streaming to your mobile device on the Bartlesville Radio app. And I know that I'm sure that all the seniors like Jackson and you, Coach Poole, would love to get a victory under your belt there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen for somebody this week. I think we've got a great shot like we normally do, and we're just looking forward to a good Friday night here in Bartlesville. You know, it's always enjoyable, and we love having our fans out. They've had some great games, so hopefully that trend will continue, and we'll see what happens.
Berlins and Chieftains Friday night. Coach Poole, appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.
For Kyle Poole and Jackson Backlaw, along with Trey Stumpf doing a great job back in the studio, I'm Evan Farbach wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. We'll get you back to regularly scheduled programming, and we'll talk to you on Friday night. That's the Bartlesville Football Show, provided by OK Federal Credit Union and Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville.